Hey Menachem Ov, Friday the 5th of August, Baba Yitzchak Firestone, in Yom Parshas Dvorim. This week's co-away has been sponsored by family Weida Lila Nishmas, Miras Miriam Chaya Bas Rabbi Cheskel, whose website is today.
I'd like to speak a little about Parshas Dvorim and tie it in with the Yonah Duyoyim of Tisha B'Av. Pasuk says, the first Pasuk in Parshas Dvorim, Eila Dvorim Ashadib Moshe, and Kol Yisrael Be'eva HaYadin. These are the words Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Kol Yisrael on the other side of the Yadin. Bamidba, Barova, Moral Suf, Bein Poron of Ein Teufel, the Lovon, the Chatzeros, the Dissolve. And the Pasuk speaks about the words Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Kol Yisrael Be'eva HaYadin before they entered Eretz Yisrael. And Chazal tell us, this pasuk is discussing Divrei Musa. Divrei Musa. Chazal say each word in the pasuk is meramas on another avir Kal Yisrael bit. And before entering Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, before Moshe Rabbeinu died, he gave Divrei Musa to Kal Yisrael. The midbar refers to avir and the midbar when they complained. Farova refers to Arvei Smoyov, when they did znus with Benoy Smoyov. Moral Suf refers to complaining on the Yam Suf. Bein Poron refers to Meraglim. Bein Teufel Valovan is the complaints on the Mon that was white. The Chatzeris, the Machlokus of Koirach. And the Dizal is the Egan Azal. Each word was a remes. And Rashi brings that because they are Divrei Tichachas, because they are Divrei Musa, Moshe Rabbeinu was Soysem Esadvorim. He only mentioned them beremes. Shlo Kavoid on Shir Yisrael. He mentioned them with Remiza because of the cover of Kal Yisrael. The Emes is the Mashag Frek Dakasha. The Mashag asks, interestingly we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says in the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to mention, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu did give Musa Kal Yisrael. We find the Vinam Arasha, the Medrash says, the Medrash called him Netoros Neshiko Soina. Neshik is a kiss of an enemy, are superfluous. Bin Amarash spoke nice things to Kal Yisrael. He said, the Hibbet Adam be Yaakov, the Ra Amal be Yisrael. We don't see Averis in Yaakov, we don't see an Amal be Yisrael, Hashem Ali Kal Imoi. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, Nemonim Putsoi Oyev. The wounds given by a beloved person, by a friend of yours, are Nemonim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mamrim Hayisimim Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu called them Mamrim, he gave them Musa to Erangazot. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Putsoi Oyev. And Bin Amarash, the one that spoke nice about Kal Yisrael, was a soina, a Torah Rashika soina. And the Medrash goes on and says, you speak to Kal Yisrael, you neglect him, you speak nicely to him, he ends up doing Averis. Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu with his Musa kept the Eden on a straight and narrow. On the other hand, we find, Chazal say, as Faket, Yishaya Novi said to Kal Yisrael, said to Rabbi Yishlem, V'soich Am Tumeisa Fasayim Anoichi Yoshoves. He referred to Kal Yisrael when the Rebbeinu Shel Mashiach Yishaya Hanavi to do Nevuah. He said, I'm a Tameis of Asayim, and I'm sitting, but I'm Tameis of Asayim, and I'm here. And the Rebbeinu Shel said to him, as I'm being Kal Yisrael, that's how you speak about Kal Yisrael, you call yourself, call him to I'm Tameis of Asayim. And you are Hanavi spoke bad about Kal Yisrael to Rebbeinu Shel. And the Rebbeinu Shel had tainus to him, you spoke, you're Makana Ben Bapinchas, you're Makana Ben Vaita, you're continuously being canalistic against Kal Yisrael. So what is Peshat here? We find them all speaking bad about Kal Yisrael as a Ma'ala, speaking bad about Kal Yisrael as a Chesorim. Says the Mashag Aposh B'Taych, and I want to discuss this a bit further with the Agra the Kala. Mashag says, Peshat and Pasuk is like this, he says. Abadah, when you speak to the Rebbeinu Shleilom, you're speaking to the Dabnik the Rebbeinu Shleilom, you've got to all be Menamed Zechus and Kal Yisrael. When you're speaking to the Yidin themselves, between four eyes, you're standing talking to the Yidin, then you've got to go along and tell the Eden the truth, tell the Eden the Musa. The difference between Bina Marosha and Moshe Rabbeinu was, Bina Marosha, when he spoke to Kal Yisrael, he told me they're good, they're hibbeton, b'yad. He faced Kal Yisrael, he told them their malas, their advantages. When he spoke to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, that was what Hashem Mekatrik given. The Yashna Amit Baponov, he was Mekatrik against Kal Yisrael, he reminded the Rebbeinu Shleilim of the Egel, he damned bad against Kal Yisrael. The advantage of Moshe Rabbeinu was, when he spoke to the Rebbeinu Shleilim the whole way through the Torah, we find Moshe Rabbeinu was always Menamed Zechus in Kal Yisrael. Well, whatever Aveya Kal Yisrael did, when Shabbeinu went, he was Malamad Zechus and he davened for him. When he came to speak to the Eden themselves, then he went and he told the Eden off. To the Yidden he spoke like this. To the Rebbeinu Shlomo to get Andush, but when he came to Dami. But to the Yidden, Al Kol Yisrael, the Eva Yadin, he spoke in these terms. The Agad the Kala says, he says, the Emma says, he says, not only did Moshe Rabbeinu speak here, the Kol Yisrael did bring Musa. In these very words, he said, they have a double meaning. Each word can be a Dvar Musa to Kol Yisrael, but nevertheless, at the same time, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kavona, dual Kavona. To Kol Yisrael, when he said the word Bamidbar, he meant to tell them Bamidbar because of the Aveir he did in the Midbar. Hashem, at the same time, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was turning and saying, Bamidbar, look at the source of Kol Yisrael who are going through the Midbar, Lechtech Achai Bamidbar, Ve'eres Lo Zeruah. When they came to Ba'arova, they came to where the Rebbe, to Kol Yisrael, he went to Arvis, Moyov, and Shittim, and the Aveir he did with the Menzalazim, with Benois Moyov. Kappa the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he was doing Melamed Zechus on the Kedusha of Kol Yisrael and Arvis Moyov, that they were Zeicha to overcome Sichin Ba'oig in Arvis Moyov, which was only possible if Christ on the Sertim Andreiku, because they won Sichin Ba'oig in unnatural measures, it was supernatural. They went to one over Sichin Ba'oig. That Kamal must only have been due to the high level of Kali Yisrael. And the same time when he said to them, Moyov Suf, to Kali Yisrael he was telling them, don't complain at the Yamsuf. Whereas to the Rebbeinu Shem, when he said Moyov Suf, he meant to say, we went into the Yamsuf, the great Amunah, Nachshon Ben Aminodo, B'schai Amunah, Shekhan Shalom, the Yamsuf. Being Purim of the Meragim is also two elements. There's the bad Meragim, the ten Meragim, on the other side is Yeshua of the Kolib, who stood up for their ideals against the Sibbah of the Meragim. Being Taip of the Lovon, with the Mon, Mitzad Echa, they complained about the Mon. Mitzad Cheni, the Mon was Lechem Abirim, a spiritual food that nourished them through the Midbar, through the Mon, there was Echim Mekab the Torah, the Nitna Torah, and Lechel Amon. So Christ all took one message, and to the Vainishim was another message. The Chatzeiros, the Machlekes of Kairach, once again, the argument of Kairach, Mitzad Cheni, there was a Kiddush Hashem came out of Kairach, there was a Gantip Shat in them. And also Chatzeiros can also mean, says Agad Akala, Chatzeiros can mean the Beis HaMikdash, which is like Chotze, the Mishkan. And with these are the gold they spent on the Egel, on the other hand, the gold they spent in the Mishkan. And they should Agad Akala, each word with a double meaning, and to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them off, Moshe Rabbeinu to the Rebbeinu Shloilam, he was Baker, he was doing Melamed Zechus in Klal Yisrael. And that's the true Musa giver. The true way to give Musa is not to put down the person as a whole, but to tell him his faults. On the other hand, to look at him still as pure, and to look at his minors, and to look at his advantages, and to, before the Rebbeinu Shlomo, before other people, to bring out the advantages and the minors of this person you're giving Musa to. And that way Musa works. As I should not get the color. That's like a fact, a fault. As the Emma says, when you see this Agra the color, I should learn a new message from this Pshat. The Emma says, Kali saw themselves. Rashi says, because of the great praise of Kloiden Shel Yisrael, because of the great honor of Kal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Musa the Derech Remes. The Emes, I think, here shteit amoy the Keshach of Kal Yisrael. According to the Pshat of the Agur, the Kala, you go and tell Kal Yisrael the word Bamidbar, he didn't say any more. What message did Kal Yisrael get from this? The Derech Oilem is, you give Musa to somebody, and you say the word Bamidbar, so a person wants to feel good about himself. So the minute you say Bamidbar, what would he think? Oh, Gavald, the good Moshe Rabbeinu is telling me, before he dies, he's telling me, but Klal Yisrael never thought about it like that. Klal Yisrael took the message from the word Bamidbar, the message of Musa which he has to take. The message of Eda Harosh Neman, the problem of Midbar is, Mishul Mashin Chisul Bamidbar. Okay, there are two meanings. They could have chosen the easy meaning, they could have chosen the easy way out. Moshe Rabbeinu is praising them. On the other hand, Klal Yisrael took them, oh, they didn't take the easy way out. They didn't take the praise, they took the Musa from the word Bamidbar. Sorry. And you give Musa to somebody, automatically he always pushes on to somebody else, he passes the back. Kiyodua, a famous story of a rabbi who gave a certain Musa Josh and a certain Kehila and a Shul, and after davening, each and every member of the Shul came to the rabbi and said, oh, were these words needed for somebody else in the Kehila, not for himself? Now they figure, everyone passes the back to someone else. And the Nile is, when the Yidin heard the word Bamidbar, they didn't pass the back and they didn't translate it for the good, they took the message. The Musa message is the word Bamidbar. And he said the word Ba'arova, even though it had a double meaning, it took the Musa message in the word Ba'arova. It's a famous story of Bessie Zalman Meltzer. Bessie Zalman Meltzer, Kiyodua, the Rebbetzin, and they lived together with the Gewaldige Shalom Bayis. Unbelievable Shalom Bayis that Zalman had with his Rebbetzin. It was known. She wrote his son to him, I think. She was Matic. She wrote it. It was a Gewaldige Shalom Bayis between the Bessie Zalman and his Rebbetzin. And Bessie Zalman used to go and daven in a certain shul. And in that shul, Rabbi Aryeh Levine at the time, used to give a shia Hashir to local night, to the local members of the Kehillah. He gave a share. But Sazama never used to attend the share because of the Kalmud of Rabbi Levin. He used to come early for Maariv sometimes. He used to sit there and listen to the share. One week there was a certain member of the share who was being rather abusive at home. And his wife came and complained to Rabbi Levin. She doesn't want to see the husband. The husband's not behaving at home. Rabbi Levin said he doesn't think it's productive to go and speak to the husband, because if he speaks to the husband, he's only going to make more tzaras. She's going to have time as wife because Rabbi Levin around me. But since he comes to my share every Shabbos afternoon, but you know that this week I'm going to be makdish the share, I'll set aside the share, speak about how a husband has to treat his wife and how careful he has to be. And that's that was the ma'isa. Rabbi Levin gave his share, and he was makdish the share, he set aside the share, Sheikh Rambam, how you meant to go along and treat your wife, and the wife meant to be looked up to and treated properly. And this man was sitting in the share, and at the same time, this week happened to be Rabbi Zalman Meltzer also turned up early for Maariv, and he was sitting at the back. And he heard the shir of Ari Levin. When he came after Maariv, he went up to Ari Levin and he said, "The Rebbe is so correct. But Ari is so correct." He said, "You know, I'm spending most of my day learning," he said. "I'm busy with my mind, yonim, and I've got my shirim to prepare. And sometimes I don't feel I treat my Rebbe properly. But it's so correct. You're so true. What you said, every word." But Ari Levin felt so bad, he said, it was the last person on his mind. Then he had to, and the other man, okay, going to the shir, Mrs. Zalman Meltzer, not him. What's he going to do anything? About Kaponim, that's the normal way. A person never, a Vundish Makabal Zan Musa. The Kaboid and Shal Yisrael is, when they heard the word Bamidbar, they thought, Barova, Mosul. When they heard these words, Faket, Gossig, then, that was the message they took. They didn't take the class up the end, I think Shach Hamid means something else. They took the message in turn. That's also a Chedek Efsha of the Kaboid and Shal Yisrael. It's when I wrote to the Belzerov, the Belzerov says, Nachab, which I wanted to relate to. The Belzerov says, Friedrich Belzerov Zogt, I'll be saying, Rosh Hashanah Davening, the Rebbe Nishem remembers all forgotten things. So the Belzer Rabbos Epshav, Kizoyche Kala Meshkoches, Atu Hume Yoylam. He remembers all forgotten things. Kizoyche, you remember everything. What's the Kizoyche Kala Meshkoches? If Rebbe Nishem remembers, there's nothing forgotten. What's the Losh? Kizoyche remembers Kala Meshkoches. So the Belzer Rabbos, the Meshkoches is not going on the Rebbe Nishem, Chasron, he forgets. Meshkoches goes on the person. But the Echlality says the person, it depends what he remembers. Some people remember all the good deeds they do. When it comes to the bad things they've done, they conveniently forget about them. It's hard to remember. Mashenkin and other people, well, bigger tzaddikim, Rav HaMelech says, "V'chatosi nevdi somit." Okay, if anything good he does is insignificant, he always feels he could do better. Mashenkin is his failures and his averus. He tries constantly to keep him in front of him to remind himself not to do it again. So the Belzerov, the Rebbeinu Shlom, is Zeichet Kala Neshkoches. He remembers Rosh Hashanah, but you forget. If you forget about your mitzvahs, and you know, comes Rosh Hashanah, you're trying to prepare yourself, remember the bad things you've done, and try to improve yourself on those things. But the mitzvahs, you know, you've left on the side, you're not walking around bragging about your mitzvahs the whole time. The Rebbe Nishan remembers your mitzvahs. Hashem came. If you go along and you remember your mitzvahs, Hashem, you forget about your aveiros. You're not doing tshuva about them. All you remember is you're perfectly okay, you're fine, you've been okay this year, you remember all the good deeds you've done, and you forget about your aveiros. Then the Rebbeinu Shlom Kizeh HaKal Neshkoches, he'll remember your aveiros. I thought the same thing could be. When you say the word Ba'arova, it depends what you mean. If you remember the Chedek of Ba'arova, the good deeds, it's faket. That could be the limits of Chus and Kal Moshe, and of Moshe Ben is Musa as well. In Ba'arova, there's two things. There's a Chedek of Mitzvah, a good thing that Kal Yisrael did, and a Chedek of Ba'aveira. And it could be, it depends how Kal Yisrael takes it. If Kal Yisrael takes Ba'arova, the Musa Chedek of it, they remember the Musa. If the Rebbeinu Shem is Zeichem and Neshkoches, the Rebbeinu Shem remembers the other part, and Bakech. It's not a kitchen in Kal Yisrael. It's an element of Chutz in Kal Yisrael. The element of Arava, that's a good part of Kal Yisrael that the Rebbeinu Shem takes. It's the way we accept the Musa. A person accepts the Musa upon himself, and he accepts himself to be better. He remembers the bad chilek and the difficult parts that he has to work on. It's in the Rebbeinu Shem Bakech, is Zeichem, is in the Neshkoches, the other chilek, the good part, the mitzvahs of it. And that could be Taka the Tayyid. Now, the way Moshe Rabbeinu gave Musa was, and the way Kal Yisrael accepted the Musa, not the way Moshe Rabbeinu gave it. The way Kal Yisrael accepted the Musa wasn't a kitchen in Kal Yisrael faket, because they accepted upon themselves in Ayrova the bad things they did, and accepted upon themselves to improve themselves, they remembered the Neshkoches. And the Rebbeinu Shem was there, remember his Neshkoches, the mitzvahs and the good part of the Mol Suf and the Lovan and the Chatzeris and the Dizog, he remembered the good Chelek of it. Emesis, the Gabin Yonadu Yoyma, and the Gabin Tishavov, we find interesting thing in the Eichel and in Kinnas we discuss one of the main problems Klal Yisrael had B'Shas HaCholban was they weren't able to accept Musa. The Pasuk says Bava Noira. The Pasuk says, as they had killed B'mikdash Hashem, Koyen V'Novi. The Rebbein Hashem sent to Klal Yisrael Zechariah Novi to give Nevuah against Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael not only didn't accept his Nevuah, they went and they killed Zechariah Novi, who was a Koyen V'Novi, in the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us it was on Shabbos, which was Chal B'Yom Kippur. It was the holiest time of the year, the holiest place of the year, the holiest man of the year. Zechariah Novi was a Koyen V'Novi of Klal Yisrael. And because they didn't want to accept his Musa, they went and killed Zechariah Novi in the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting. I saw Pshat, I got all the Pshat. It's the Petterburger. It's the Blazer, it's the Petterburger. He says, Azoy. The Pasuk says, in the Santa Pshat, the recent events, and then I thought these two events, it's very interesting. The Pasuk itself, the Torah itself, brings two events together. The Pasuk says in the Medrash says, Omru Olov, Adoyeg ben Yosef, Shemes. They said a nice, the Chazal tells a story of Doyeg ben Yosef, a certain Doyeg ben Yosef who died, and he left a young child, a single child, to his mother. It says in Pasuk, she used to measure how much he grew each year and donated this amount in gold to the Beis HaMikdash. This was a unique case, a mother of a child who donated Zohar v'Shamayim. When the enemies surrounded Yerushalayim, she went because of her hunger and ate up this child. And the Pasuk says in Eicha, in Techal Nanoshim Piryom Alalai Tefuchim. The ladies went and ate their children due to great hunger. Analai tefuchim is the Lashon tefuchim, the young children, oilo, tefuchim were measured with tefuchim. And Yirmiyahu Novi came to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with a taina, how could this happen? And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam answered back. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, Re'ei Hashem va'abito, le'mi olal zakai. Look what you've done, who is doing these type of things, eating up their own children? And the Shiva Ruach HaKodesh, the Chazal tell us, Ruach HaKodesh answered, Vayimeres, im yehoreg b'mikdash Hashem koyin b'novi. If you kill a mikdash Hashem koyin b'novi, and we say a whole kin about this, we say, you tell me, you're complaining, im techal nosh im piryam, as we say in kinnis, and you don't say the other half, im techal b'mikdash Hashem koyin b'novi, you're also at fault. The shayin is, what's the middah connected middah? Im yehoreg b'mikdash Hashem koyin b'novi, to im techal nosh im piryam. Because they killed the mikdash koyin b'novi, that's why it caused it. People should do it as soon as unnatural things to eat up their own children. So what's the middah connected middah? But the Ritzel Petterburger, on a similar vein we were speaking before. The Ritzel Petterburger, when somebody, Le'elein V'le'alechem, gets Yisurim. Yisurim. Chazal tell us, Yisurim Be'emes are a good thing. Pain in this world is a good thing. It's Memarik, Aveinois, that it cleans him from his Aveiris. However, there's one Yisurim which are bad. Yisurim which is Ma'aveh Sa'odram, Al-Bah Tov, Al-Bah's Koyman. Yisurim which take away a person from serving the Rebbeinu Shalom properly, bring it to an Abedis. Some Yisurim bring a person to more Abedis. So the Mitzvah Petterburger, imagine this mother killed a child. The Yisurim must have been gefährlich. Must have a terrible pain, a child, a beloved child, who's her only child, as if she takes Doyeg ben Yosef. It must have been terrible, terrible Yisurim for her. But Nebuch, not only these, she had to eat, and she might have, her conscience must have pulled her from all sides, she must have terrible, her son died, she must have terrible Yisurim. On the other hand, he says, these Yisurim weren't even a Marika when they said, they didn't even take away her Averis. Because not only did she have Yisurim from the child, she also was a Tzicha, she killed the child. She killed the child, it's a Gefeilach Harishas, a Gefeilach Azorius. It's not going to take away her Averis, as a Gefeilach Adach. Come to the case of the Yisurim, he said, the Yisurim don't even help not only to remove the Averis, Yisurim don't remove the Averis, they were even Moisif Ovein al Avainam, they added Averis. Yirmi Anobi came to the Vainish and Azar Taim, he said, how can you let such a thing happen? That the clients should go through such Yisurim, and the Yisurim will not even be memarik the Avonis. They won't even take away the Avonis. Will be Moisif Avonis then. And that the Avonis then answered, Im Tehoreg B'mikdash Hashem, Koyen B'Novi. He said, I gave you a Novi. I gave you Zechariah Novi to give you Musa. He said, I gave you Zechariah Novi, like the idea of Yisurim, to take away your Avonis. I gave you a Novi, also to give you Musa, to remove the Avonis from you. That's what I gave you a Novi for. I gave you a Novi to help you to steig. I gave you a Novi to help you to put you on the straight and narrow, to help you overcome your Yetzer Hara. And what did you do? Lo dai. Not enough, you didn't listen to the Novi. You even went and the Novi was a cause of the Moisif Ovin al Avonam. You went and you killed the Novi. You Retzeach the Novi. He said, that's the Middah connected Middah. If you go along and use the very thing that Avonam gave you to stop doing Avedis, and that causes you to be mad with Avedis, to do great Avedis, that's why you deserve Takazalachi Yisurim, which Yisurim normally take away the Averis, not even going to take away the Averis, it'll be Magda the Averis. But it all starts with not being able to take Musa properly. That was the Yisurim of the Yehoreh, the Mikdash Hashem, Koyim, the Novi, and the Chalmanos, the Taurus, the Klal Yisrael had, this Manacholman, was all due to not being able to take Musa. And actually, that's why we should read Parshas Devarim, the Yonim of Musa, before Tisha B'Av, to show us the first Pasuk, to bring out the point. No, the famous the Parshas Veschanim is all Devarim Musa, till the middle of next week, of the Shabbos Nachman is all Devarim Musa, to show us how to Mekabel Musa, how to accept Musa properly, because that's the Yesod Adava, the Rebbeinu Shel wants us to do Tshuva. There's another point, though, which the Emes, I can see in Parshas Devarim, a Gevaldig Gezach, on a positive note, as we enter Tisha B'Av. The Ramban says, a Gevaldig Shtuk Le Ramban, the Old Mepharshim ask a Kasha, the volume is called Mishnah Torah. The Eik of the volume is to repeat the Torah, to go over the Torah, to be Machadosh the volume in Torah. And before Parshas Devarim, it starts in Vayitzchanan, Aseres HaDibris. Before that, though, we have Divrei Musa. Where did Divrei Musa come in? To Mishnah Torah. There's many Pshachim, but the Ramban says a Gevaldig of Shat. I think it's also called a Shaykh Zishlikum. The Ramban says, the Nashtik of the Ramban says, the idea of giving Musa before they entered Eretz Yisrael, before Moshe Rabbeinu died, was because Klal Yisrael could become very despondent. And Klal Yisrael could think to themselves, the Ramban says, they've gone through so many Averis, so many Kukulim, the Egel, the Raglim, the Marasuf, complaining, the Deir Shiva Midba, they could become despondent. How are they going to be Zoycha to be Yoyosh Eretz Yisrael, to enter Eretz Yisrael? Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Ramban, read out the Averis and told them that the Maisi you've done Averis and Achanama, but the idea is in Kibimidas Horachim Yisnai Gemoim Le'olam. This was a consoling for Klal Yisrael. This was a consoling where he told them, with Midas Horachim, the great mercy of the Rabbeinu Shlom, has been Machapid you on your Averis till now, and in Midas Shlom, you should go with that esteem, you should build your self esteem and realize that even though Ein Adam Asher Le'yechda, there's no such thing, says the Ramban, Miyatzi and Midas Adin, Mitzucha Kenegdoi. There's a Midas Horachim, as long as you want to chew, as long as you want to go back again, and you plan to go back and you try to, but the Rabbeinu Shlom is a Yachman Mole Yachamim, Ki Imcha Asticha Laman Tivori. That's the Tamsis, the word of the Ramban, the Hagdoma, the introduction of Parshas Devarim. The idea of the Muslim was Avadah to try and to not to go back on the Avadahs again. But on the other hand, when Ataka, we're not going to go back on the Avadahs again, Ataka not returning to the old ways, the Ramban says it was a consolement and it was a help for Klal Yisrael, it was an encouragement to show them that the Rabbeinu Shlom was a Rachman till now and will always be a Rachman, and therefore you'll be able to enter Eretz Yisrael with that in mind. And Emes, I think it's also a Shluk of a Chizik to Onu Bizmanenu, to us in our times. Because the Emes is that when a person looks at today's generation and a person thinks to himself, as how are we going to enter Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach Tzidkenu Bereshenu? It's very hard to understand. We've been through 2,000 years of Golus, over 2,000 years. And there have been Doyos before us who have been steeped in Torah and Yerushalayim, the Doyos of the Geonim, the Doyos of the Yerushalayim, Amiroim, straight off the Chomim, the Doyos of Amiroim, and the Doyos of the Yerushalayim, generations of great Talmid Chachomim, people who are there, and people who are involved in Torah and Yiddishkeit, Kol Yimei Chayeim, and we are a generation either where we're standing today on a Shvana Madrega, on a low Madrega, and even though it gets better and it gets worse, there's Achsha Dora Avada, but looking back, Over the years, there's been many generations of Dora Pariyah Kodesh. How do we get higher? And they want Zeichet to Mashiach. How are we going to be Zeichet to Mashiach to Kenu? Says the Ramban, a person to Hashkukanazoi. A person has to know this Midas Sarachmi. What's the Taka Pshat? How does it work, Taka? I saw a story that Chometz Chaim brings down, a true story. Chometz Chaim met a certain dealer of wheat. And during Chometz Chaim met him before the revolution in Russia, and they asked him how business is doing, and the man told him it's not going very well at all. He tries to sell wagonfuls of wheat, and it's Gatnish, he says. There's an abundance of wheat in Russia, and people are very careful, they're always checking, he said, the wheat to make sure which grade it is. And even when he said, well, finally they've checked through my wheat and made sure it's a grade that they want, and they've discarded half of it because they don't want that grade. He said, business is solemn till they pay, he said, it takes time. He said, it goes high in demand. He said, there's so much wheat around. He said, business goes very bad. After the revolution, the communist revolution, the Chometz Chaim met the same dealer again. And he asked him, how's business today? And the man told him, Baruch Hashem, today is good business. And he said, what's up, Shah? The whole country's complaining. He said, I'll tell you the truth. He said, there used to be an abundance of wheat. It used to be difficult for me to sell. He said, today, he said, very schwach. He said, any wheat you've got, he said, well, it's good, but it's schwach. No one's checking it anymore, he said. Yeah, if you have a supply, you manage to supply somebody, he said, they take it, I know you take it, he said, they pay you in advance, and they give you good money for it. He said, today his business is booming. And the Chavetz Chaim learned from the Musa Haskell. We said before, the Chavetz Chaim took from everything the Musa Haskell. The Chavetz Chaim took the Musa Haskell, and the Chavetz Chaim said, it's the same thing he said, that today and the day is Hakodim. He said, in previous generation, he said, there was an abundance of Torah in Yerushalayim, abundance of Eilech Karet, abundance of it, he said. And the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to accept a mitzvah, a shtekel Torah, a mass and Torah with Klal Yisrael, he said, okay, there's so much around, we can afford to be fussy. We can afford to be fussy and choose. Actually, a mitzvah Shalom Yishmol does not work very much. Yenim shtekel Torah, he's only learning for this reason, and Yenim's mitzvah, he's only doing it for another reason, and he could discard various mitzvahs. He said, today's generation, he said, when there's such a low spiritual status in the world, everyone said, the world is so low spiritually, every little piece of wheat, however, every little mitzvah, and every shtick of Torah, is so choshe by the Rebbeinu Shleim. He said, and that's why Mashiach Takol comes, in our generation, when it's so low, he said, because every mitzvah is worth 10 times the amount, 1,000 times the amount of previous generations, and nothing gets discarded, and everything is choshe by the Eivishtah. And that's like what the Rambam tells us. It's like we stand the Tisha B'Av one year after the other, and we see Tisha B'Av going by, and Mashiach not coming, and we get despondent. And the Rebbeinu says, don't get despondent, he says. There's a Midas HaRachmim, and the Midas HaRachmim is Taka, the Rebbeinu Shem accepts each and every mitzvah which a person does. And the lower the generation, the lower the spirituality, it's every little bit is worth more. It's basically economics. When there's a low supply, the demand is greater. And the demand is greater, the Rebbeinu Shem accepts each thing. Eating even on a lower level. I'm going to finish off, Efsha, with a beautiful vort I heard from the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer says, we find in Halacha a very interesting thing. The Ramah brings down Hilchos Tisha B'Av. The Ramah brings down the minig is, even the Sudam of Sekas, the person is only allowed to have one Tavshil, the Mora says, wash and have one Tavshil. Nevertheless, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is b'chol gelidas Ashkenaz and all the Ashkenazi shalans, the Ramah says, before Mincha has a normal meal, then he goes and dams Mincha, and then later, after Mincha, he washes again, if he didn't wash the first meal, he washes, sits on the floor, has his piece of bread and egg, and he has his Suda Mafsekas. And the Apostle can speak whether it's a good minhag or not, and the Apostle should make sure not to eat too much the first Suda, because the whole second Suda is just a joke, and it's not a proper Suda, so Mafsekas. The Apostle can speak about it. But the Ramah says, they found that Makokrit in the Medrash Eicha. And the Medrash Eicha says that they eat and drink and then they sit on the floor. Yashisu bi Yoshe Shah Vashoise Sheikha. Vanagina Shoise Sheikha. Yashisu bi Yoshe Shah Nagina Shoise Sheikha. So the Medrash says, Acha Shaochlam Vashosam, Kol Tzarka. After they eat and drink all that they need, the amount they need, they go and sit on the floor and they say, Kinasa Eicha. And the Ramal brings as a riyah, as a proof. And that seems to be the minhag. You eat and drink what you need, and then you go and sit on the floor and say Eicha. And ever since Pashas, the Medrash is having a shtickle of time on Klal Yisrael. You eat and drink, and then you sit on the floor. What's that? The Ramah is bringing a proof from here, and the Mogen Avraham brings the Medrash, that this is the way to behave, to eat and drink, and then sit on the floor and say Eicha. It says, the Ksav Sofer Gevaldik Epshat. The Ksav Sofer says, Nemesis helps us a bit in our day. Ksav Sofer says, Nemesis, two types of Avedas a person can have on the Chorban of Habayas. One type of Avedas a person can have on the Chorban of Habayas is, he's worried about the Gashmis that we're missing. And then as we find, the more difficult it is physically for Klal Yisrael, the more generally people are misable for the Chorban, as long as it's going good, and the person has a nice house, and the other day, okay, maybe they find it a bit difficult to go to Eretz Yisrael and cancel this holiday, or whatever it is. Although they forget to Eretz Yisrael, the Mashiach should come, somebody wants to show, he says, Mashiach should come, but it should come after the holidays. He's already booked this holiday. It's a shame to come now, Mamasha, after Tisha B'Av. What's going to be with the hotel booking or the holiday flat? It's hard. The more gashmis the person is settled, the less he longs for Mashiach. On the other hand, though, Mashiach is not really a gashmis, the Kazakh. Mashiach is also spirituality. Mashiach is going to raise Klal Yisrael and Rochmias. There's a golus in gashmis and a golus in Rochmias. Says the Ksav Sofer, in the days when Klal Yisrael Taka had it difficult, the gashmis, they mourned the Beis HaMikdash, they mourned Yerushalayim for the Gashmis they had as well. Today, Baruch Hashem, even though you can say the places they're always welcome to improve, but Baruch Hashem, the Yidden amongst the Goyim, the Nisha Zegafelach, they managed to live in Zegafelach, they can come by and they can live on a high level of living, the same as any Goyim, even better than most Goyim. Where's the Golis? Is the Golis is the Rochnias. How do we show this in the Ksav Sofer? We sit and we eat Kol Tzarcha, we eat whatever we need. And then we go on the floor and say, Kinnis, as we're showing Our Ikka Avedis is not for the Gashmi Sticker State, our Ikka Avedis is for the Ruchni Sticker State. And that's a Shtikkun also, coming into Tisha B'Av, and the person realizes that we're meant to cry Shtikkun on a Ruchni Sticker level. It could be you have it, it's all, we have Yerushalayim, but actually the Ruchni Sticker State could always improve, could always be better. And that's the Ikka Avedis of Tisha B'Av Yishtetin Ksav Sofer. The Imshad Al-Elf and Taka, Kamps Avon Yerushalayim, Yizkev Yireb and Achmosa, we should be Zerich, the Seed and Achama, and Heir of Yemenu.